Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Yeah Yekka, where I cover culture, conspiracies, carnivore, and Christ consciousness. I want to thank you all so much for being here and joining me on my weekly live stream. It really means so much when you guys jump on here and join me when I go live, especially when you guys jump on the comments as well. That is always fun. And it definitely always makes my show a little bit easier if you interact in the comments and all that good stuff. Today, in lieu of the weather and the beautiful sunshine coming out and the flowers springing up, I wanted to do a episode today about doing some spring cleaning, but for our bodies. It's not only good to do spring cleaning for your house, but it's also good to do spring cleaning for your body, which is the home for your Holy Spirit. So keeping your home clean from the inside out is always a really good way to live a happy, healthy life. And so I wanted to go over some different ways that I personally like to do for cleaning, for doing just in-house cleaning for my body. I will admit that I have been not eating the best foods. I definitely have been eating some things that I typically either try to stay away from or just limit, mostly kind of like, I don't know, it's a bunch of different things really that I've been eating. And I think I just kind of got a little excited because I started doing weightlifting in the gym. So I told myself that since I was doing that, it's okay to eat some other foods. But unfortunately, I have some negative side effects from those foods. And so I have decided to do a full body cleanse. I'm going to do a few different cleanses. And so I wanted to talk about the things that I'll be doing. I also will admit that my fast did not go as planned whatsoever, but that's totally okay because, you know, I'm still blessed to be able to have the opportunity to try to fast and try to live a healthier and better life. You know, and I can always try again. So even though the fast did not go as planned, I still have the opportunity to try again. And I think I just wasn't as prepared as I told y'all that you should be. Like, you know, I'm talking about that it's good to prepare before a fast, and yet I was not able to do that. But it's okay because you can always just get up and try again. And failure is, there's nothing wrong with failure. As long as you learn a lesson or learn something that'll help you improve the next time you try it, you know, then failure can always be seen as a success. So I wanted to talk today about some different ways that I like to cleanse. And why it's good to cleanse. A lot of people think that it's okay to just start eating healthy foods and that you're going to be healthy for the rest of your life because you're eating better foods. But unfortunately, life is not that easy and health is not that easy either. One, it's, a case-by-case basis. Everybody's body is different for the most part at this point. We have different genes, different foods that we were raised up on. Some people were vaccinated, some people weren't. Some people were given lots of pills and antibiotics and medications growing up, and some people aren't. And so everybody has a different way that when they of how they react to certain things and how healthy they are and all this and that. But if you do want to live a really healthy life, then you don't want to just change the foods that you're putting inside of your body. Most of us were raised on a standard American diet growing up. So most of us have drank formula as babies, and then we were fed those delicious, nutritious little rice crackers and grains and all these kinds of things that babies can't even digest up until they're babies can't digest grains until they're 6 months old. And all this baby food is made from grains, and it doesn't even make any sense. So it messes up our guts from a really, really young age. And then as we get older, then we are fed all these really colorful, yummy treats and goodies and candies. And so that also messes up our insides. And then we go to the doctor. We most likely had to take antibiotics or even like Tylenol and all this kind of stuff that you don't realize how damaging it is to your body until you get older. And thankfully now we have access to all this information and we know that all this stuff is not really the best for us. And so that's why I think cleansing your body every now and then is important, because just eating whole foods and natural foods and even like eating all organic and locally sourced foods is not going to cleanse your body from the inside out very well. It'll do a little bit, and I'm not saying like don't eat healthy food. Like, yeah, definitely eat healthy food, eat better food, but that's not where, if you want to be the healthiest that you can be, that's not where your health journey is going to end. And so cleansing from the inside out is a really big major step that a lot of people, that I think a lot of people overlook. They think that just eating all the right foods is going to be enough. And I personally, my opinion, I don't think that is so. And especially if you've been drinking tap water, growing up, I know I drank a lot of tap water. I was like, it was so weird. I had this like weird pride about drinking tap water, and I just didn't care. I was just like, it's water or whatever, I'm just gonna drink it. So I know I drank my fair share of tap water, but as one of my friends recently said, we have reached peak fluoride, and it is so true. And so we have to remember to cleanse our bodies as well. And I will say one thing that is really good for cleansing and removing the fluoride, which does calcify your pineal gland, which has been said to be your connection to God, which I firmly believe. There is one reference in the Bible. I tried to look into this actually. There is one reference in the Bible talking about, I can't remember his name. It was somebody's, I'm not really good. My memory is not the best, but somebody was talking about battling with Jesus at the Rock of Paineia or something like that. And it's where you go to battle, to fight God. And it's not like fighting God, like, oh, I'm gonna beat you up, God, and then I'm gonna be God. Like, it's not like that. It means like fighting, like, like the struggle that us humans have of fighting against sin and not wanting to do all the wrong things. And that's our consciousness. We're battling against sin, and I think that fluoride definitely does calcify your pineal gland. But I think that the pineal gland is, is our connection to God, and that little reference, it can be kind of a good indicator if you want to believe in that, that it's a connection to your pineal gland where we struggle, hearing God and being able to talk clearly to God, because I know when I started decalcifying my pineal gland, I just was like, everything was just like turned on, and like discernment and intuition was just like so apparent and so much easier to access and hear and feel. And so I will say nascent iodine is one of the best things to decalcify your pineal gland. And I get my nascent iodine from a company called Global Healing Center. They're based out of Houston, Texas. I have been taking nascent iodine for several years now, probably a decade, if not more. And I will say that if you decide to start taking nascent iodine, to start off slowly, and you most likely will have some detox side effects, especially if you've never taken iodine before. Nascent iodine is very special and different from Lugol's and other iodines because it is made from a crystal source and not a seaweed or kelp source like Lugol's iodine is. And so it is just a lot stronger, and you don't need to take as much. I believe the serving size is literally just one drop, not a dropper full, one little drop. And so it is very cleansing, and you might have the negative side effects might be like you're just feeling tired and sluggish, a little bit of brain fog, which you might be thinking, Yekka, why would I want to take iodine if it's going to give me brain fog and make me tired? Well, it's because it's just a temporary thing. It shouldn't last more than 2 weeks. And then one day you're just going to wake up and you're going to be like, this is what life is supposed to be like. This is amazing. Like you just like become more aware. I don't really know how to explain it. Other than just becoming more aware, and you just feel a little bit better. Like you just have overall a little bit more energy. And so I think nascent iodine is a really, really great thing to start off with for decalcifying your pineal gland. And it just has so many other benefits as well too. Another one to decalcify your pineal gland is Shilajit, Shilajit. And describing this always kind of makes me giggle because it's when you describe it, you're like, that's disgusting. Why would I want to take that, Yekka? Why are you telling me to take this? But it's like, it's really like a magical supplement, to be honest. And so it comes from some special mountains, and it's basically plant matter that has grown in that area, and it just decomposes, and it's not like a compost kind of decomposition. It decomposes into some sort of black magical goop. And I promise it is magical. But it's like has so many amazing minerals and vitamins in there, and you can get it in a pill form, or you can get it in the actual goopy form, which it is very gross, I will say. So right now I have it in a pill form. I have been taking it that way, but I've been reading that it is also really good for decalcifying your pineal gland. And so starting with your brain, the pineal gland is a very important part of the body that you definitely want to take care of. I will say also another cool thing is if you don't really dream very much, this will make your dreams a little bit more active. The nascent iodine, just decalcifying your pineal gland will make your dreams more active. And so definitely check those out. The next thing I want to talk about is charcoal. So activated charcoal, it's another black substance. And you want to make sure that you get activated coconut charcoal. And so activated charcoal is something that I always just like to have on hand. I always like to have it in my house. It's really good for so many things other than just cleansing. But it's very, very porous, so it can really pull in a lot of toxins and all that bad stuff without messing up your digestive system or the good enzymes. And so The activated charcoal is also good, like if you get food poisoning. I believe they use charcoal in hospitals to cleanse your body from like heavy drugs and things like that and poisons. So charcoal is used in the medical industry, and it's actually very safe. You could take a lot, you know, you can, there's no like, you don't have to like be careful of taking too much of it. But you do want to, if you are going to take it, try not to take it when you're taking your supplements or anything like that, because it might absorb some of those supplements. So, you know, you want to take it about an hour or two away from food and supplements to make sure that you properly absorb the nutrients from your foods and supplements. But it is a really good to do a charcoal cleanse. I try to do a charcoal cleanse for a week, a few times a year, just for good measure. And it doesn't really taste like anything. You don't really want to, it is, I will say it is a little tricky to take if you're just taking the powder. You can get it in pills, which I would say it's still a little messy, because the charcoal just like, it's so super duper fine that like, that's what makes it so absorbent too, because it's like so powdery and so tiny. And so, it is messy whether you get the pills or the powder. So be careful because it does stain everything. So I have the powder, and I've been taking powder supplements for so many years that it's just like, when you've been doing it for so long, it's just like nothing. It's no problem. It's super easy. But I just scoop it in my mouth carefully and then wash it down with water. I don't really like when I dry scoop supplements like that, I don't swish it around my mouth. Because I do that with salt also. And so I don't swish the supplements in my mouth. I just kind of like pretend like it's a pill and just let it sit there on my tongue and then just wash it down with water. And super easy to take, no flavor, which is kind of like the next thing I want to talk about is zeolite clay, or just clay in general. I'm gonna go over a couple different clays. So there's zeolite clay, which you might have not heard of, and then there's bentonite clay, which you most likely have heard of. And the bentonite clay, it's also really good for cleansing the body. It's very gentle on the body, has I don't want to say it has no taste, but it's just kind of like a chalky taste. It's very subtle, nothing too crazy. And that one you can mix in with your water, and it'll even, you know, water the flavor down even more. So, bentonite clay is good for just another gentle cleanse. You can combine it with the zeolite clay. I'm sorry, you can combine it with the charcoal as well. And, bentonite clay, it's going to be affordable. You're going to be able to find it everywhere. And I even see it in my regular grocery store here in town. So bentonite clay, it's so good to take internally. And bentonite clay is cool also because you can use it as like a face mask or just a skin mask in general. It's good for cleansing. You can sprinkle some on your toothpaste, or you know, make a tooth powder with it. You can make a tooth powder actually with charcoal and bentonite clay, which I used to work for this company, My Magic Mud. They're based out of here in Texas, and they are the first company to come out with the charcoal toothpaste and powder. Actually, it started out as a powder, and they're a really cool family. And you know, they had a family with they had teeth issues growing up, and so they couldn't find anything clean on the market. So they started My Magic Mud, and the two main ingredients are charcoal and bentonite clay. And they have other ingredients in there, but it's very minimal ingredients. And still to this day, that tooth powder is the best thing for, in my experience, to give you clean white teeth. And I actually need to get some more. I tried to make my own. It was okay. It was not that great. I still have it. It's just been sitting there. I did not really like my homemade version. So, I am not a tooth powder making expert, unfortunately. But now I know. I tried it and now I know. And so, I need to order some more My Magic Mud, but they do have a toothpaste. I just don't like the benefits from the toothpaste as much as I like the tooth powder. I feel like the tooth powder is just, I don't know why or what, but it's just a little bit stronger and it makes my teeth really, really white. So I love the My Magic Mud. And you know what's cool about a lot of these things that I'm discussing, it's stuff that is safe to take internally, but it's also safe for your skin, and you know, just for your whole body overall. I know I've even seen like shampoos and conditioners with charcoal and clay and all this stuff, and so it's really cool getting to see these ingredients get popularized in the recent years. I've been taking these things for about a decade now. I started my health super health journey about a decade now, decade ago now, and so charcoal and clay is something that is just really, really important, and you'll see it on a lot of people's sites that talk about the similar things that I do, and so that's for a reason because they work. And so going back to the zeolite clay is a little bit more special than bentonite clay. Yeah, obviously it's going to be a little bit more expensive and a little bit more difficult to find, as the special things in this world are. So the zeolite clay, what makes it special, it's just that it's a little bit more porous than the bentonite clay. So it's actually going to absorb even more than the bentonite clay does. But you know, if you don't have access to zeolite clay or can't afford it, the bentonite clay is still a really, really good way to go. It's you're still going to see some benefits. You're still going to be able to you know, detox a lot of the toxins that you've been accumulating over the years. And if you are just starting your health journey or just starting to do body cleanses, then definitely don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself grace, and also remember to try to set some time aside to rest and relax and restore and recover, because you are going to need it, my friend. I promise you that. I remember when I started doing all these kinds of cleanses, and I felt like poopy all the time. I felt so bad. And you know, and I knew once I started getting some cleanses under my belt, I would do a cleanse, you know, a specific type of cleanse. I would come out of it feeling way better than I'd have ever felt in my life. And so once I realized that that was the cycle of cleanses, then I learned to embrace the suck. And I enjoyed, or I didn't enjoy it, but I accepted. I accepted that I wasn't going to feel good for a little while, and then I realized. So just wanted to point that out. When you are doing body cleanses, especially starting out, you most likely won't feel that good, and you won't. You might have brain fog. You might some side effects that I have had during cleanses is like, you know, brain fog, excessive sleeping, just lethargy, joint pain even. Oh, even like rashes. Like I would get some rashes sometimes, and stinky breath, fun, super fun, or just even like stinky sweat just in general, because your body's getting rid of all this stuff. And so that's another thing too, is once you've done enough cleanses and you do eat super clean and healthy, you will not have bad body odor. It is, even when you get sweaty, like it's not gonna smell. And so that's one thing that I think is really cool from doing cleanses. A lot of people are always like complaining about being stinky and like having bad body odor, and like no amount of deodorant can help, or perfume or anything can help. And so I will tell you, that is one thing that it will help, that will help, that is cleansing your body from the inside out. So many people think that external problems can be solved externally, but they actually will be better solved, resolved, if you try to heal from the inside out. And if you try to heal your body from the outside in, you're more likely going to have these problems come up again. Like if you're having hair issues, or if you want to grow thicker, longer hair, and you just change your shampoo. Like I'm not saying just changing your shampoo, you don't need to do that. Like you probably also need to change your shampoo, but on top of that, you want to make sure that you're eating hair healthy foods, collagen rich foods, methylsulfonyl methane, MSM, is a really good supplement also that's not just good for your hair, but it's good for your skin, your nails, your joints, your bone density. That is one of my top supplements that doesn't have to anything to do with cleansing. It's more of a strengthening and conditioning supplement, but MSM is really, really good for your hair. So like, that's the best way that you want to go about healing your body is from the inside out, not from the outside in. Because when you go from the outside in, you're kind of doing like a doctor's approach, like here, take some pills, here's a Band-Aid, like you're just fixing a surface area problem and it's only a temporary solution. So when you want to heal, you want to try to do it to your best to the best of your ability. And so that way you don't have to run into those problems again, or you don't even have to risk running into those problems again. So healing from the inside out, I think, is really important for that reason. So you don't have to run into having that problem again, or it won't be as bad as next time. So I do want to say that doing too many cleanses can also be a bad thing, because when you do a cleanse, especially if you're doing like, and I'll get it in types of cleanses here shortly, but like if you're doing like a liver cleanse or a parasite cleanse or a heavy metal cleanse, where you're having to take these specific supplements that might kill off good bacteria, or just might put a lot of stress on your intestinal system and your digestive system, you want to be able to give your body even more time to recover. And so it's a really long process to do all these cleanses. And, you know, and so like I was saying earlier, you want to give your body time to rest, relax, recover, and restore when you're doing these cleanses. And then you want to do that again after, because your body just went through this strenuous task of destroying all these horrible things that are inside your body for your whole life, basically. And it didn't get it all out, but it's probably still trying to work on cleansing your body. And so your body is like overloaded and overworked, and you need to give your body some more time to rest, recover, relax, and restore, because your body was working so hard. And then you also want to, you know, supplement your body with beneficial digestive enzymes, beneficial bacteria. So like whole milk, good sourced yogurt is a really good, and kefir and fermented foods are all really good to restore the bacteria, the beneficial bacteria in your digestive system. And so, you know, it's just another important factor where like just cleansing your body isn't even like, that's not even the only step in cleansing your body. You have to rest, and then you have to restore and replenish your digestive enzymes. So I do want to talk a little bit about the liver cleanse. I also get that from Dr. Group, Global Healing Center based in Houston. I will say a little bit about Global Healing Center. It is a vegan company. So when you go there, you're gonna be like, Yekka, I thought you were the meat queen. Why are you supporting this vegan company? Well, I'm not 100% against plants. I know that plants are good for supplements. Plants are good for fun. Their flowers are like flowers. They're pretty. Plants are good for, you can do like plant-based, like shampoos and soaps. And, you know, if you wear makeup, plant-based makeup, like there's so many things that plants are good for. They don't have to just resort to just food, you know, and so I am not 100% against plants, especially for supplements. When you procure certain plants and extract them a certain way, they can be very, very special medicine. And God did give us this beautiful earth with all these magical things on here that I don't think people are aware of enough. And so Dr. Group on Global Healing Center has a really, really amazing liver cleanse. I have done it more than a handful of times throughout the years. It does release gallstones, believe it or not. So if you are thinking about getting your gallbladder removed, I highly recommend doing the liver cleanse 1 to maybe 5 times before going under that surgery, because it will release your gallstones. And I've seen it. I've seen it and it's gross. So all these cleanses here, all involve gross things, but it is to cleanse your body out because we've been, filling our bodies with all these gross things our whole life. So of course it's going to be gross getting rid of it. It's not going to be all just fun and games and, you get to eat all these fun, colorful foods. No, like you got to take this black goopy stuff and you got to take this liver cleanse 1 to 5 times and you got to sleep all the time for a little while and you got to take all this weird stuff and it's not fun, but I promise once you get through it, you will get to enjoy life so much more and you'll actually get to live life and feel the things that you're supposed to feel and and be energized and be able to think and focus and love yourself properly so you can love others properly. And so the liver cleanse, I'll go over it a little bit. It is a, I think it's a 5-day cleanse. And that one is pretty rough. Today I realized that I needed to do a liver cleanse. I think once a year for me is probably pretty good. But since, like I was talking about earlier, I've been eating some not so great stuff. That's kind of what prompted me to want to do the liver cleanse to just kind of give my body a little reset. And it's springtime, so I figured it'd be good to do some spring cleaning. And I'm gonna be getting the liver cleanse pack from Dr. Group. Obviously, he recommends you eat a raw vegan diet during that. I try to fast as much as possible. Or I try to I'll eat some of the recommended foods, but try to just eat light, like fish and chicken. And then you take this drink, and then at the end of it, you take this is the hardest part, is the Epsom salts and olive oil. You drink olive oil. I don't remember. It was like an insane amount, like 4 to 8 ounces, like so much olive oil. And it is gross. And he recommends you mix it with juice, which makes it a little bit better, but it's still really gross. I don't really like chug olive oil like that. And then you take this ozonated magnesium and it flushes it all out. And I felt the first time I did it, I felt like literally my body was buzzing, like from head to toe. My body was buzzing. Like the buzzing was so strong, I thought people could hear it. Like it was intense. And so, I saw lots of gallstones come out, and it's just crazy seeing that stuff come out of you. And then I did that a few times, and the buzzing wasn't as intense as it was the first time. But I definitely feel a big boost of energy after I do the liver cleanse. So if anyone wants to do the liver cleanse with me, let me know. That'll be cool. We can be accountability buddies. And I might do it. Let me see the calendar. This month is really crazy. I might do it the last week of this month, I think. I think I'm gonna do it the last week of this month. So if you guys want to join me on the liver cleanse, maybe I can do like a Facebook group or something and we can do it all together and I can put some tips and meal ideas together as well. So let me know if you guys want to do that. Either way, I'm gonna do it at the end of the month. And so Dr. Group has lots of other really cool supplements on his website. If there's anything, that you're looking for, anything coming from there, is going to be top notch. The way that he extracts, he has like, I think it's called like Spagyrics or something. He has some special extraction process that nobody in the world has. He invented this type of extraction process, and it's kind of a combination of modern technology with alchemy, which is really cool, but you can take it from me. My experience with his supplements over the last decade has been nothing but good. Everything he has over there is super high quality, and I fully support every product that comes out from that store, which I can't say for everybody that sells supplements. So I haven't tried all of his supplements, but I have tried a lot of them. So definitely check Global Healing Center out. I wish I had a promo code or something for you guys, but I don't. But definitely top-notch stuff here. I have a question here. I'm going to pop up. Do you know much about the biotoxin binder by Cellcor? I feel like I've heard of that, but I'm not really sure actually. I know that there are some specific supplements out there that are binders and things like that. Especially when I was looking into I was I think I'm still suffering from mold issues, but when I was looking into mold removal and SIRS, I came across some binders, but I have not heard about that one specifically. I'll definitely look into it. Let me see. Biotoxin binder. Let me write this down here. Cellcor. We'll definitely check that out. But yeah, so doing cleanses from the inside out, it's just a really good way to be live a happy, healthy life. And another cleanse that is really, really good and really, really harsh, not easy. I would say if you've never done this one before, this one is probably the most difficult one and the most disgusting one. So it is a parasite cleanse, and maybe I'll do that after I do the liver cleanse. I'm not sure, but parasite cleanse is super rough, especially if you have lived a life like mine, a standard American eating standard American food, eating lots of bacon, lots of pork, loving the sushi, all the raw fish, and I ate all that stuff growing up, and I found out about parasite cleanses, and parasite cleanses are so rough, like even tougher than the nascent iodine cleanse, I will say. So be forewarned, if you try to do a parasite cleanse, definitely try to take a few days off if you can. For resting, because you will be so super tired. That's what happened to me. I was just like exhausted all the time. I slept probably like 9 to 10 hours for several days. I had random itchy parts of my body that were just like they were so itchy, like just randomly. I would just be going throughout my day and I would just have super strong itch. And it wasn't like, when you get an itch, it's like on the outside of your skin. No, this was like an itch coming from the inside out. So gross. And I just like, all I could think was, oh my gosh, they're the parasites like dying and trying to get out of my body. And it was so gross. And I've seen some people like post videos of worms coming out. I've never experienced that, so I'm not really sure, if I think that that's real or not. I don't know anybody personally either that has experienced that, but I personally never experienced any worms coming out of my body. Thank the Lord, because that is so gross. But that is something I've seen people do. Parasite cleanses. I don't have any specific brand for that one. I found one recently on Amazon. It was just like a really popular brand, and I got that one. And that one, the ingredients were clean. Everything was organic. A lot of parasite cleanses you'll see have things like wormwood, black walnut hull, clove, pumpkin seed. And so those ingredients are really good for killing parasites. And so when you do the parasite cleanse, you want to make sure that you are taking something to flush that stuff out, because you do not want to be living your life with a bunch of dead parasites in your body, because that is also gross. You don't want living or dead parasites hanging out in your body. Parasites, I will say, a lot of people give me slack for my cats because they're like, oh, toxoplasmosis, blah blah blah, but parasites are everywhere. Even I don't eat a lot of raw fish anymore, and I don't eat any pork. I don't eat any raw seafood, really. I really try to limit it, and if I do, I only do tuna or salmon. And I still think that it's important to cleanse your body, even though you're not eating that stuff, because you're going to be susceptible to parasites, especially if you go out to eat, especially if you eat raw vegetables, because a lot of raw vegetables are actually highly susceptible to parasites, if you did not know that. So if you think you're doing such a great job eating all these raw vegetables, you might want to look into seeing how often some vegetables, like there's some vegetables that have been recalled because of parasites. I think lettuce one time was recalled for E. coli. Like, it's nuts. You know, the things you think are healthy might not actually be as healthy as you think when you get to the root of it. And so the parasite cleanse, though, it is really rough. It'll make you really tired. It'll give you brain fog. It'll make you itchy. It might make you irritable. You know, you can have all kinds of sort of negative side effects, but once it's done, you will feel a lot better. And I will say that, like I was saying, you want to make sure that you get that stuff out at the end. The things that are good to do that are the things that I was talking about earlier, and that's the clays and the charcoal. And so taking those two after a week, or you know, all there's a lot of parasite cleanses out there, and some of them have different time frames. So I think the one I took last time, I did it was like 2 or 3 weeks. So like the towards the end of it, you want to start taking the charcoal and the clay to start absorbing all the dead parasites and absorbing all that bad stuff and start getting it out there. I will say the clays, I've heard for some people, can cause constipation. So you want to make sure that you're drinking lots and lots of water with that. And so the last thing that I want to talk about is something that you can get from Global Healing Center as well. Or there is a cheaper brand out there. I can feel that it's not as clean as Dr. Group's, but it works just as good. So, you know, it just depends on if I don't have time to order it from Dr. Group, I'll just go get this cheaper one at the grocery store because they just have it here at the store. And so, but what the and special ingredient is magn, bleh, excuse me. It is ozonated magnesium. Sorry, I had a little mix up there. So the ozonated magnesium, it is, I'm going to tell you, it is not a magnesium supplement. I know it sounds like it is because it says it's magnesium, but ozonated magnesium is very, very special. As in, when you take the ozonated magnesium, once you start digesting it, it turns into just straight oxygen into your body. And what this oxygen does is it starts just clearing out any debris. It's basically like giving your body an oil change. And so the ozonated magnesium, I like to do that at the end of a parasite cleanse, or just even if I'm doing like a charcoal and zeolite cleanse for a week, I'll take this ozonated magnesium for 1 to 3 days afterwards, and it will flush you out. So make sure you have a bathroom nearby if you're doing an ozonated magnesium cleanse, because it will definitely flush you out. And I will say ozonated magnesium is not the same as other herbal cleanses, because and it's been has been a while, but herbal cleanses can be really rough and can be a little damaging to your intestines, and they can just be uncomfortable and a little painful. So the cool thing with the ozonated magnesium is that it like liquefies your insides. It liquefies everything in your intestines, basically, and it just comes on out like so easy. And talking about all this gross stuff is just makes me laugh because it's gross and I don't want to be talking about it, but it is a part of life, and a lot of people are living with all this gross stuff inside of them, and I don't want you guys to be living with all this gross stuff inside of you. I want you guys to be clean and healthy and you know, live your best lives. And so that's why I like coming on here. This comment. He says he does that with Taco Bell sometimes. So that is one way to do it. You can liquefy everything and get it all out by eating the mystery expired taco meat from Taco Bell. That is definitely one way to do it. I don't recommend that way. Definitely, there are better, cleaner ways to do that, although Taco Bell might be the cheapest way. So Yes, but now I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh yes, so the magnesium. I don't want you guys living with all this gross stuff inside of you, and I want you guys to be happy and healthy. And so that's why I come on here and do this show, because I want you guys, to know that there are ways out there to live a happy and healthy life. I know it's so hard to know what to do or who to trust or what to buy or what to eat or what to drink and all this way and all these things. People just it's so hard to know what to do. And so I have years and years of experimenting on my own body and trying all these different supplements and spending all this money and time trying to figure all these things out. And these are the things that have worked for me. And I know that it's worked, because I live a way better life than I used to. I think a lot more clearly. I literally just like glow, and I'm only saying that not as like a cocky thing, but because people literally tell me this regularly throughout my life. And so I know that I live a healthy lifestyle. I know that I feel healthy. I know that I feel strong mentally, physically, and spiritually. And so that's how I know, these things worked for me. And so I just want to share all these things with you guys. That way you don't have to take all the time and money that I spent over the years trying to learn all this stuff and and practicing on my own body. I never go to a doctor. I've not had health insurance my whole adult life, and that's not saying that I haven't ran into health issues. I have run into some health issues. I'm not gonna lie and tell you that I'm a perfect epitome of health. Like, no, that's not who I am at all. But I do know that I love the life that I live. I love the way that I feel when I wake up most mornings, unless I've been eating crappy like I have been recently. And I know that the things that I'm taking are clean ingredients. A lot of supplements and things that I take, like, I like to know the owner. Or at least know their history or have followed them a little while and know that it's somebody that I can trust. And so that's why I want to come on here, because I come on here in hopes that you guys can trust me with the information that I give you. And if there's anything that you guys ever disagree with or have a different idea or opinion on, like, I am always open to discussion and constructive criticism, like, because that's how I grow and learn and expand my mind and consciousness. And so, definitely, like, don't ever hesitate to give me some pushback. I love that stuff, honestly. When I started I'll give you all a little story. When I started my Eat Meat Queen Carnivore page on Instagram, one of my favorite things was when people would come on there and give me hate and talk crap on my comments and like say the meanest things. And and at first I did discuss a little bit with them, did a little back and forth, but I quickly learned that you cannot get through to those people, and even if you give them the facts, like, they don't want to believe it. So I did stop feeding into that. But I will say that if they do come on my page and comment negative stuff, I just resort to trolling them. And just telling them funny things like, God bless you, or thank you, or oh, you're so sweet. So I'll just troll them, and killing them with kindness is something that I have always loved doing ever since I was like really young, because it's just, I don't know, killing them with kindness is such like a really powerful tactic that I don't think people understand how awesome it is. Because, like, especially when you're dealing with like super angry, like evil, or just like mean people, they can't stand when you're nice to them. And it is like the funniest thing to see somebody react when they are like spewing so much hate and anger at you. And then you're just like, oh, okay, thank you. And like smile and just like walk away. Like, it is the funniest thing. And I love it. So I highly encourage you guys to do that too, because I mean, responding with hate is not like, it's not going to do you any good. And so, responding with kindness is just a way more fun and enjoyable way to deal with negative comments and haters. That's just something that I love to do. So, I want to thank you guys again so much for coming on here. It really does mean a lot to me. I see my show growing slowly, little by little. I do plan to start cutting some small little videos and having some pre-recorded stuff, maybe not so long, and covering certain little topics that I want to talk about, but might not be able to talk about for a whole hour, and just little tips and tricks. So stay tuned for that stuff. I really want to see my Yeah Yucca page grow this year. And I know once I start implementing just a little bit more work and a little bit more effort into the show, that I can definitely see it grow. Another way that you guys can help me grow is just by always sharing the content. The comments always help boost content. So like, not just for me, but any other content creator that you really like seeing and you want to support them but can't afford to support them monetarily, just like their stuff, comment on their stuff, share their stuff. It really helps people. It really helps us out so much, just literally from liking, commenting, and sharing, and saving the post as well. It boosts our content in the algorithm. And if you really like my content, hit that subscribe button. That really means so much to me too. I'm so close to 100 subscribers on YouTube. So I'm really trying to get to 100 subscribers, and then maybe I'll do like a special show or something. I'm starting to book guests again. I have one guest booked for the end of the month, and I follow him on Instagram. His Instagram is Ren of Men, R-E-N-O-F-M-E-N, and he covers a lot of masculinity and biblical masculinity stuff, and it is so good. I follow a few masculinity pages and a lot of femininity pages. The reason I follow masculinity pages is because I want a traditional masculine man, and so, you know, it helps me, you know, kind of figure out what I want in life and what I would expect a good husband to portray, you know, or at least try to portray. And so, you know, nobody's perfect. Nobody's ever going to be the exact thing that you want. We all have our problems, men and women. We all have something that we're struggling with. We all have something that we can improve on. And so, you know, but I like to follow the masculine page for that reason. And I like to follow the femininity pages, you know, to help inspire me and so that I can grow and be a better, more feminine woman as well. And so stay tuned for more cool guests, because I'm really excited about that. And I love having them on live. So he's going to be on my show live stream. The last Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month on the 26th. So that's going to be a really fun show. Stay tuned for lots and lots of fun guests, lots of cool shows and episodes. And I'm really going to start focusing on trying to grow this page. So thank you guys so much for bearing with me as I learn how to do all this stuff, because I'm still learning and I'll never be perfect. And I'll never learn everything, but I'm going to try to do my best on here. And if you guys can support me monetarily, the best way to do that is through my link down below, yucca.gold. I love working with Tony Arterburn and Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. They have been a sponsor of my show from the very beginning. And so if you really want to support me, definitely support me through my link, yucca.gold. And if you have any questions, Gold and Silver, I have been working with them on the side. So you can reach out to me or go find us on our websites. But yucca.gold is my link, so you can start stacking gold and silver. And, you know, definitely stacking gold and silver is so important right now. And I will say that once I started stacking gold and silver with the Wolf Pack, I have a nice little stash, and I'll just say, like, it just makes me feel a little safer. And, you know, we never know what's going to happen with the dollar. And so stacking gold and silver is a way to just secure a little bit of your future. So definitely check out my link, yucca.gold. And thank you guys again so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And I'll see y'all next time. Have a blessed week.